Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, with Thanksgiving today, we are taking a quick look at how the holidays marked here in Ireland. It's not a traditional Irish celebration, but American expats, returning emigrants and a growing number of locals have embraced it in their own way, from turkey dinners in Dublin to small community gatherings around the country. Vice Chair of the Democrats Abroad, Patty Shields, is on the line. Patty, happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? I've gotten a lot of happy Thanksgivings this morning. So I'm delighted to know that people are very much aware of this. My favorite, it's actually my favorite holiday that, you know, we can celebrate anywhere for sure.
And Patty, do you know what? We probably need to do a little explainer because I could only learned this in the last few years. But Thanksgiving is huge in the States. I mean, bigger than Christmas Day, isn't it?
It is, you know, I think, you know, a lot of family traditions, you know, it's very focused on family, but it's purely centered on food and football and watching the parade. So, you know, it's definitely kind of the kickoff has been traditionally the kickoff to the Christmas season, but it's the one time a year that, you know, families are really focused on getting together, spending good time together. And I think anyone who's grown up or been in the States, you know, is usually invited to some sort of gathering on the day. And, you know, it just, there's a lot of memories involved in it, you know, Thanksgiving's past. And, you know, it's just an important tradition that I think those of us that leave America still want to, you know, celebrate, bring people in, feed people turkey, you know, talk about Thanksgivings of the past and just mark the day.
But, of course. And why wouldn't you? So tell us how you're celebrating today, Patty.
So today, there's actually a fantastic, we're doing an American Thanksgiving dinner at the Killiney Hotel, the Fitzpatrick Hotel in Killiney. There's over 130 of us getting together, breaking bread, eating turkey. And then personally, I do my own Thanksgiving on Saturday. And this year, I think I have 21 people coming over. So I've got two turkeys on order for that. So by next week, I'll probably be at least a stone heavier, but I'll be happy.
You'll be happy. That's all that matters. Yeah, we don't worry about calories over Christmas. So you certainly shouldn't over Thanksgiving. Tell me, does the traditional Irish Christmas dinner, the turkey, the ham, all the trimmings, does the Thanksgiving dinner look the same?
It kind of, no. My husband, who's Irish, and I, we fight about this every year because he tries to invite the ham to Thanksgiving. And the ham is very much verboten in my house because, like, we've never had ham. But, like, the traditional, it kind of depends on where you grew up in the country. But, like, sweet potatoes, like, how you do your sweet potatoes. Some people put marshmallows on them.
What?
My grandmother glazed them. I
marshmallows.
Know. Like, marshmallows. I, that would be verboten in my house as well. But like, it kind of tells you, you know, where you're from. If you make your stuffing with cornbread, it's very regional in nature. And a lot of, I think, the side dishes the Irish would be looking at a little bit crazy, like the marshmallows, or there's this also green bean casserole that has, you know, like fried onions on it. That's kind of popular in some places. I've been that was not at my Thanksgiving table, so I don't serve that.
Okay. But what about Brussels sprouts, Patty?
Yeah, I have invited Brussels sprouts. I didn't grow up with them, but I do like the way Brussels sprouts taste. And I think that's a more Northeastern thing. But, you know, I have a very good American friend who makes great Brussels sprouts, and she brings that along. So we'll have that on Saturday as well.
Well, I hope you're going to delegate some of those dishes because that's a lot of people, 21 people and two turkeys to look after. Tell me about the Macy's Parade as well. That's a thing, and I hadn't heard of it before.
Yeah, so the Macy's department store in New York,
Oh, Patty, we've lost you. We'll come back to you, Patty, when we can improve the line. We also have Owen Heenahan, the co-owner of the Merry Ploughboy and part of the Merry Ploughboys band as well on the line. Good afternoon to you, Owen.
Anna, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Now, I've been to the Merry Ploughboy plenty of times and I've seen trad music happen in there and there's a lovely Irish feel to it. I didn't associate you with Thanksgiving celebrations, but that's what's happening today.
Absolutely, yeah. We have, again, over 130 people at our nightly dinner and show, which is Irish music, Irish dancing and a full dinner. Basically taking on a Thanksgiving twist this evening because we'll have turkey and ham. Patty might be a bit disappointed with that, but the turkey is there. I think everybody can agree with the turkey. That's the mainstay of Thanksgiving. And yeah, they'll actually be from America in the main. So it's a real combination of people from, I suppose, everything from expats based here in Dublin to people coming over to visit maybe their son or daughter who is studying in college here in Dublin for a semester or something like that.
Brilliant. And when did you start it, Owen?
Over 10 years ago at this stage. So a good friend and neighbour of mine worked in the States for over 20 years and she returned for family reasons. And the one thing that, one of the things she really missed was Thanksgiving. So she started hosting her own Thanksgiving here in Dublin. And that's when it came on my radar. She invited myself and the family in. And at that point, I suppose, from our business perspective, we just said, look, might be people looking to celebrate Thanksgiving. Michelle wouldn't be the only one. So what we ended up doing was we ran a small event the first time around. Mm-hmm. And within a year or two, it really has grown. So it's become one of the quickest nights to sell out for us, to be honest with you.
Really? So the demand is there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's unbelievable, yeah. So I suppose there's a certain element of repeat business. Then the band, we would have a good American following. And, you know, the fact we do the show throughout the year, people would recommend it. There's word of mouth, obviously social media, but a huge part would be word of mouth and recommendations for people to come up to the show. But it's a beautiful family night. There's a real feel-good factor in the room. It's a real time for people coming together. It is actually, it's very similar to our Christmas here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. My wife works for an American company, and in fairness, they really just dropped the tools this time of year. There's no particular date per se. It's the fourth Thursday, so it will vary from year to year. The fourth Thursday,
Thursday of November. That's right.
Yeah, every year.
So you're doing an Irish, I suppose, traditional music and the Christmas dinner, but for an American audience. Would that be fair, Owen?
Yeah, tonight it'd be exclusively almost by the Americans in the room. But we do the show as normal, which is Irish music by the band, ourselves, the Merry Ploughboys and our Irish dancers. But then we have the pre-show dinner. And that tonight obviously has to include turkey. So
of
course. It is a real, and all the trimmings.
And the place will be hopping tonight. Let me just bring in Sheila and Cavan. Sheila's on the line. Does Thanksgiving make you miss home, Sheila?
Hi, and yes, of course it does. And I like the first lady that was speaking, I've been getting the texts all day. And I was actually home last year and the year before for Thanksgiving. So it's really, really hard being away. Now, I've been away 29 years and I still, you know, I still miss it. I really do. And for me, Thanksgiving at home is one thing I love about Thanksgiving. You know, at Christmas, you pick a family to be with. You pick a side. You pick the in-laws or whatever. But at Thanksgiving, what we do is the couple split down the middle. The husband goes back to his hometown.
Oh.
The wife goes back to... Yeah, because we have rivalries. So, like, today, I'm from Dedham, Massachusetts. So, today, we would be playing Norwood, Massachusetts in football. This would have all started last night, the celebrations. Some awful karaoke in like a local kind of small pub. And then this morning, massive breakfast. And then it would be maybe a little flask or two, going to the football game, not by the driver, then coming home. And there would be people that have been, unfortunately, get stuck cooking all day. Massive food, sit down, pants opened, and then out tonight.
I love
definitely
the pants
out tonight again. Pants open for sure. But then the real fun of it too is it's Black Friday.
Of course.
So you take your nap, you get your newspapers, you get all your coupons, you find out who's having the best sale, you lay them all out, you make your plan, you plot your plan, you go shopping at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're eating Chinese food at 3:30 a.m., you're fighting over stuff. When I go Black Friday shopping, I do not go for a purpose because then you'll be let down. But we just go for the madness.
Sheila, I could talk to you all day. Your accent is fantastic. You've sold us on Thanksgiving. I'll come to yours. It sounds like great crack. We'll go shopping tomorrow. That's Sheila and Cavan, Owen Heenahan from the Merry Plowboy as well. It's all kicking off there today. And Patty Shields we had earlier on the line.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.